Well, typically, I don't bother telling you about the totals of our Channel 3 project over the air on account of the fact that Ron set up a spreadsheet that allows the net control operators and the participants to actually enter data into, the system and by way of, the internet, which I do, and I generally don't comment on it, but I thought just for those still listening after the net, we had very high numbers of Channel 3 participants on Channel 3 GMRS FRS Channel 3 in the Grants Pass area. We had 29 contacts that we made from radio to radio, and on MERS Channel 3 we had 19. And the amateur radio ham operators on 146.420, there were 20 stations that were communicating. So anyway, thought you'd like to know that. I know we don't talk about it because I just plug it into the spreadsheet online, but I thought it might be a good idea to tell you what happens on the Channel 3 project on air, WRKU 327.
Wow, Wes, that's pretty cool. And I think that we should every now and then check in and let people know because, yeah, FRS, GMRS, the channels, I mean, the check-ins jumped from 22 to 29 in 1 week. That's the most ever. That's pretty cool knowing that people are learning how to use their radios and communicate with their neighbors. And you get to know voices and you get to maybe meet up with the people. It's such a good thing. The Grants Pass area is hopping. And they come up all over, too, in Jackson County, Cave Junction, Klamath Falls area. We're getting great reports, so I hope that people continue to grow in knowledge of this radio connection we can have. Thank you, Wes.
Yeah, thank you, Kimber and Michelle and Ron and Bob and everybody who volunteers as net control operators and all the people in the background that do all that work, and I think it's wonderful. So anyway, just thought I'd throw some numbers out there to let people know that the Channel 3 project is alive and well. And who knows, maybe sticking a hunk of coax in a external antenna, strap it to your chimney, or swing it from a tree, or who knows, improving your radio station for simplex communication, or even communication to the repeaters for that matter, may prove to be a lifesaver someday. So anyway, nice chatting with everyone. I'll go back into the woodwork. WRKU 327, clear.
Thank you, Wes. Really appreciate you, man. You used to do all the discussions at the end of the net and take questions, and you've done your fair share in participating in communications and the Amron net and all these good things around here. And we miss your not a net. People want to do their trivia, so onward discussions with that. Anyway, yeah, thanks again, everybody. This is just a great group, and I'm very impressed. So I'm going to say good night, be safe, and be well, everyone. WRKB 487 monitoring for a little while longer.